Oroville News on Wednesday, the 21st of July, 2010. On the microphone, Mari. In the studio, Yahalon, Steffi and Andrea. And recording me today, Jonathan.
Hi.
The weather. Cloudy with some rain. Temperature ranges between 32 degrees during the day and 25 degrees at night. This week, we have a very nice interview with Krishna from Solitude, where he talks about an interesting project that calls CSA.
So the CSA is a system of community-supported agriculture where what we have is we calculate on the one piece of land the production of that land and the needs of the people, and then people will buy a share of that land. So, for example, if you need 2 kilos of vegetables per week, in a year, that's 1,004 kilos. And then, so then we know in this land, this particular area, we're going to look at 1,000 kilo production. So we can, on average, and then we can say, okay, so this land is for this much per this for this how many square meters is for that person. But what's interested in this system, in what I'm talking about, this permaculture system where we're utilizing fruit trees, bananas, papayas, intercrop with other crops, having gourds and spinach climbing up the, and beans climbing up the other crops that have a structure, is that we might be looking at a complete, I mean, it's very grandiose, but in some way we're looking at a complete production. You've got the bananas from one same area as the papayas, as the same areas as the brinjal, as the radish and the tomato and the basil and the guavas and the coconut. It's all, and the beans, all coming from one area. So in that way, if we could have it that, say, this field that we're looking at now, maybe that field provides for 10 people in a year. Those 10 people could come and help work in this field, and they know this field is the field that they are directly responsible for. Mm-hmm. So it will be a mix. It's like a hybrid idea. I think it's for me, the CSA is to get people involved so that we take care of our food security, our responsibility for our food. So that means it's like a hybrid between this, like people having an allotment, you know, in the city. You go and you get your little plot of land, and it's like that. At the same time, the people are getting their food from the farm as well, you know. So it's quite interesting. But that can work if we have this, you know, very integrated production, you know, with using the ideas of permaculture and natural farming.
If people want to join, people from Oroville, they want to join?
Yeah, they could come and help work. I mean, there's a lot of calculation, analysis and thinking to be done to see exactly what the production, I mean, exactly, we can't say exactly, but approximately what the production of one area would be. Because we really want to say that's for, like, say, 10 people, and then you divide it equally by 10. That means when there is more, those 10 people, they really get more.
Mm-hmm.
And if there really is a problem, then they carry the responsibility of that problem. And then they also can work on that area, you know.
We had just listened to Krishna explain us about this amazing project called CSA. And this next season is going to start now, on the 1st of September. So, if you have any doubt or you want to join, please write to Isabel. Her email is foodlink@oroville.org.in. Now let's go to a sports announcement. The Oroville Premier League will be making the teams for the 6 men's team and the 2 women's team of basketball to the next league. Loads of fun, music, tea and biscuit will be served today. Be there at or before 6 p.m. This is going to be today, Wednesday 21 July at New Creation. And last week we talked about the fitness track, but unfortunately fitness track will be closed. It will be closed till the end of August and will reopen on Monday, September the 6th. But meanwhile, if some of the few regular users want to use it once or twice a week, please contact Michael at 94-42-48-5841. And to end our news, we have the opening of the new snack bar at the town hall. Jean-Marc is opening a new snack bar below the cafe today, Wednesday 21. Everyone is always welcome for a snack. And the snack bar will be open from Monday to Saturday. The service at the restaurant for breakfast and lunch remains the same. Sri Aurobindo. Arise, transcend thyself. To art, man and the whole nature of man is to become more than himself. For more information, please contact auroville.org. And I'm here just giving a bite in one of a very good snack from the new snack bar. Ciao!
And I recommend the snack bar. It's very good. Bye!